One of the figures wearing scrubs and a mask groaned. Where's Dr. Ashford?
Coming,
the anesthesiologist said as he breezed in. Thank God. Knock her out so we can get some work done, will you? She's a blabbermouth, a real pain in the butt. Cat took no offense, because none was intended. The eyes above the masks were smiling. If you guys are always insulting the patients, it's no wonder you wear masks. Cowards. The anesthesiologist moved into place beside the table.
I understand that you're causing a ruckus, Miss Delaney.
This is my big scene. I'll play it the way I want to. He swabbed the back of her hand in preparation for an IV needle.
You'll feel a little prick.
I'm used to little pricks. Everyone laughed. Dr. Jeffries approached with Dean and Dr. Sheldon, the cardiologist to whom Dean had referred her when he withdrew as her physician for personal reasons.
Ready?
Dr. Jeffries asked. Was she ready? She'd had some misgivings when the idea of transplantation had first been broached, but she'd thought her doubts had been allayed by now. She'd gone into decline shortly after Dean had diagnosed her heart problem. Medication had been a temporary remedy for her fatigue, but as he'd told her, ultimately there was no cure for her condition. Even then, she